Cold weather will continue across the Midwest for another few days, and it looks as though there will be a restricted amount of precipitation for a little while. We'll expect to see the morning temperatures today starting out from the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, and then we'll work our way up into some temperatures that are still going to be notably below average for this time of the year. And by that, I'm talking about afternoon readings that will run mostly in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, and 30s and 40s in the south. Tomorrow, a little reinforcing shot of cold air will come across the region. We'll likely see the afternoon temperatures in the teens and 20s again across the Great Lakes region, with some 20s and 30s expected in the south. A handful of lower 40s will still be possible. The big warm-up that everybody's waiting for will start to kick in the latter part of this week. It'll probably struggle a little bit. Looks like there's going to be a little minor cool-off that will take place in the middle of the warming trend. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures, though, on Wednesday to run mostly in the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest, while some 40 and 50 degree readings occur in the southern parts of the region. Some temperature extremes up over 60 degrees will occur in parts of Nebraska and Kansas on that afternoon. And as we go into Thursday, that's when that little secondary batch of cooling comes across the region. The lower parts of the Midwest will see 50 and some lower 60 degree highs, but the north will cool back into some 20s and 30s both Thursday and Friday. This lower Midwest will probably see another day of cooling after that, and then we'll likely see everybody warm up more dramatically. So we get into the weekend and the early part of next week, a big part of the Midwest will start to rise above average on temperatures, and we'll expect to see the readings by this time next week to run primarily in the 40s and 50s across the uppermost parts of the region, while 60 and perhaps a few near 70 degree readings will occur across the southern parts of the region. A strong low pressure system will evolve late Sunday and Monday in the plains, and there's a good chance will throw more 70-degree temperatures up further to the north across the lower Midwest during the early part of next week, and there might even be some temperatures near or slightly over 80 degrees in a few Kansas and Missouri locations and down and across parts of the Delta. We'll watch for that. That's obviously a week away. Plenty of time for things to change, but it looks like the low-pressure system that will help pump up all the warmth into the region by this time next week will be strong enough to cause a great amount of wind as well, and then we'll likely see a strong cold front come through the region as we get into the Tuesday, Wednesday time period next week, and likely bring some significant thunderstorm activity to at least the eastern portions of the Midwest. There's a lot of talk about not much precipitation occurring in hard red winter wheat country over the coming week to 10 days. There is a disturbance that will move some shower activity through the region probably late Wednesday into Thursday. The precipitation, though, will miss the southwestern portions of the plains where it's been so dry, including West Texas and areas northward into western Kansas and southeastern Colorado. That same disturbance, though, will spread rain across a big part of the Midwest as we move from Wednesday night and most likely Thursday into early Friday. Everybody should pick up on a little bit of rain with that event, but it won't be heavy. Probably a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch will result. We'll expect that frontal system and the associated precipitation to move out of the region. We'll start a period of more frequent shower and thunderstorm activities. We move through the first week in April. Doesn't look like there'll be much in the way of excessive rains, although right now it looks like some of the northern parts of the Midwest may see more moisture than the south. But because this event is still a week away, we'll have to continue to watch it rather carefully. The temperatures will be warmer by us next week, but no excessive heat is expected except for those days I already mentioned as we get towards the first part of the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.